WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
After the cold snow and ice of winter, many of us are emerging outside and getting ready to start our gardens and do other outdoor work. My guest today is going to talk about some things we need to keep in mind as we emerge out into the sun. Amy Aldendorfer is an agricultural extension agent in the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment.
Amy, thank you so much for talking with me. I learned a lot from a recent UK Now article that you wrote about thinking about safety issues as we go back outside, as we get into our garden after maybe not being out there over the last several months. Can you tell us a little bit about the things that we should be watching out for?
You can watch out for the sun. It'll be nice and pleasant out, but the sun still will burn you if you're out there for too long. So sunscreen's important. Wearing long sleeves and long pants and a big hat will help keep your face out of the sun. But sunscreen will definitely work. And not to work for too long of a time. If you have been sedentary all winter and you're not a gym, you know, going to the gym every day or every week, Don't go out there on the first pretty day and work for 8 hours at a time. You will regret it the next day. Take breaks, make sure you drink enough water. And the other thing is the repetitive motion. Usually we're raking leaves or we're kind of cleaning out flower beds. That can cause some of your joints to be stiff, and you know, you might get tennis elbow, you might hurt your shoulder from doing those repetitive motions for long periods of time. So break up your gardening experience. So rake for a little bit and then maybe pull some weeds with your other hand. Doing squats, or if you're getting up and down from a low like bench, you might want to stretch before going out there a little bit. it all kind of works out.
Thinking about knee pads, things like that, potentially. Absolutely. If you're on your knees a lot, just being aware of your body and perhaps the motions you haven't put it through over the last several months.
Absolutely, yeah.
What about
take water?
One of the things that always creeps me out is ticks, and I guess as a sideline to that, mosquitoes. What should we be thinking about as far as our insect friends? You know, obviously we need them, we love them, as far as they're being pollinators and that sort of thing, which is always necessary and should be nurtured. But we have some insects that maybe aren't our friends. And what should we be thinking about?
Yeah, ticks and mosquitoes are not pollinators. They need a blood meal to reproduce. And ticks are out there all the time. So depending on the species, there are some species that are more winter active, and there's some, or I would say winter spring active, and there's more that are active during the summer. And I think we have four or five species here. So if you're going to be out in the woods, they like the shade a little better because they don't dry out quite as quickly. So in our yards, you may not find a bunch of ticks in your garden or in your lawn situation, but you will find them in the woods. So when I go out, you know, on a hike or a walk outside, I always kind of use a bug spray to keep them off. They do have clothing that is impregnated with the pesticide, the insecticide, to keep them off. Especially if you're a habitual hiker, I would definitely invest in those. But they do have to be on you, the ticks especially, have to be on you for 24 hours to kind of portray disease. So if you are out hiking or whatever, walking, do a good tick check when you get back in. But the bug sprays do work. The mosquitoes, we are a little bit more closer to home if you're in an urban area, but they really need moisture to reproduce. So gutters that may be draining a little slowly, or at the bottom of the gutter, at the downspout, that soil might be wet. They just need a little bit of water. But think about buckets and the saucers under your plants outside. They can also hold water. So it might be helpful to make sure that they drain after a couple of days, after 24 hours, make sure they're drained. And some of those insects can cause disease also, so the mosquitoes. So kind of keep an eye out on that and kind of check on your neighbors, because mosquitoes can fly, I think, up to a mile. to find their next blood meal. So check on your neighbors if they're elderly and they can't get their gutters checked, or they're gardening but they're not real sure, you know, kind of say, hey, let's do a mosquito check and see what we can find out.
And other things we should be thinking about perhaps are the tools that we use in our garden. Maybe they've been in a shed over the winter. We haven't gotten them out before. What sort of things should we be thinking about as the spade and shovel and rake and hoe and all that come out?
As they start coming out, make sure that if they're supposed to be sharp, make them sharp. Our shovels don't come to us sharpened anymore. And they're pretty blunt. So I always take mine to like the local lawn mower repair shop, and they can kind of grind an angle on there. You'd be surprised at how much easier it is to get into the soil when you have a sharp implement. So make sure they're sharp. If you've got a pruners, make sure that one's sharp. It'll cause you less harm if you're not really trying hard to get that pruner to cut. And the pruners only cut up to about a half an inch thick. So if you've got a branch that's thicker than that, use a pruning saw. It is much easier to pull on the pruning saw to cut than to try to force it through with your pruners. Sometimes we get lazy and we're like, I don't want to pick up a different tool. But yeah, you pick up the saw. It's much easier. But yeah, remember you're doing repetitive motions. So if you're pulling with a rake, do that for a little bit, then change to something else so that your body's doing something else, so you don't get tennis elbow or you don't hurt your shoulders or, you know, hurt your knees by stepping on the shovel too often. We always want to like work all day because this is the first pretty day. And sometimes we remember we're not as young as we used to be. We can't go for 8 hours all the time. So maybe, you know, I always have to set a timer on my watch for about 35 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, take a break. Walk around, see what the next project should be, and then kind of come back to what I was doing with like a 10-minute break in between. Maybe get some water, play with the dogs a little bit.
Always good to be hydrated while we're doing this. And speaking of tools, one tool that some folks choose to use are pesticides of one form or another. What should we be thinking about regarding them?
Our pesticides are for homeowners are fairly safe. But the trick is you have to use them as they were just, you know, prescribed. So the label is the law. So if you're using pesticides to get rid of insects, if you're trying to get rid of weeds or anything else, because that's what a pesticide does, then make sure that you're following the directions. If it says to spray on there and then wait 24 hours before you have somebody walk on it, make sure that that happens. Usually a lot of them say, hey, when it's dry, you're good to go. Then you're good to go. And a lot of the homeowner pesticides are a lot less harmful to humans and pets than they are to the insects that we're trying to take care of. I have an arsenal of like the three things, insecticidal soap, horticulture oil, for mostly insects is usually what I have. And then I usually have, a weed killer, but I don't mind the weeds. So I don't have to worry about the weed killer too often. But there's lots of things you can do before you reach the pesticide bottle. So if you've got plants that are growing and healthy, they can tolerate a little bit of insect damage. If you mow your grass a little taller, you won't get as many weeds. If you're weed eating a little bit, don't go all the way down to bare earth, because bare earth is, you know, Mother Nature abhors a vacuum. So she's going to let something grow there, and it's mostly going to be crabgrass. So kind of, you know, do the cultural things and the mechanical things that will prevent you from having to go to the next step to the pesticide. So I try to do those things first before I reach for the can of bug spray.
Well, Amy, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know as we get back outside and into the garden?
Have fun. Do what you want to do, and it is your garden and you are in charge. Don't let anybody tell you that you're doing it the wrong way, because there's a million ways to garden.
My thanks today to Amy Aldendorfer, Agricultural Extension Agent in the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, for talking with us about staying safe as we work in our gardens and in the outdoors. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. with health news you can use. I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.